The Wilmington Rail Realignment Project continues to roll forward, slowly. For Port City Daily, this is Ben Shockman. The ambitious plan calls for replacing the city's commercial freight lines with public transportation. Commercial lines from the Port of Wilmington would then be rerouted across the Cape Fear River. The realignment project could increase the port's ability to handle freight. It could also reduce traffic in Wilmington and give the city increased public transit service in underserved areas. The projected cost is upwards of $1 billion. While that is daunting, the project has continued to bring in new potential stakeholders from beyond Wilmington. That includes Brunswick and New Hanover counties, since the plan would radically change the rail traffic along the Cape Fear. Brunswick County hasn't developed an official position. That's according to Board of Commissioners Chairman Frank Williams. But the appeal of the project is at least twofold, he said. First, people from Brunswick County drive into Wilmington, and this plan could make it safer and easier for them to do that. Second, Williams said there could be an economic benefit if the project makes the last mile of rail into the port more efficient. But, Williams added, how do you pay for it? Although public-private investment is possible, rail realignment would still have to compete with other projects. That includes the long-debated plan to add a third bridge over the Cape Fear River. Williams also said he would be concerned to make sure that Brunswick's riverfront property is not negatively affected. According to Laura Paget, chairwoman of the Mayor's Task Force on Rail Realignment, Pender County has expressed interest in the project, as it could provide a much more efficient freight connection between Pender's Industrial Park and the port. So has Columbus County, where Paget said some private investment is possible. New Hanover County Board of Commissioners Chairman Woody White shared many of Williams' sentiment, calling the project fascinating, but far beyond the scope of the county's budget. State and federal funding would be needed, according to White, who said the county wants to be part of those conversations. White said, for now, he believes that if the project is to break ground, it will be driven by the market. Paget agreed that the cost can sometimes shock people, but put the project into perspective with other major infrastructure plans. She has been making the rounds, speaking with transportation advisors for Senator Tom Thillis and Congressmen David Rauser and Walter Jones. A recent meeting of state-level officials, held at the Port of Wilmington, also drew favorable comments. The question remains, is CSX interested? The rail company looks to be backing out of a $270 million terminal planned for Rocky Mount, despite being offered millions of dollars in state subsidies. The apparent cancellation of the Rocky Mount facility has cast doubt on the possibility of CSX investing in Wilmington's rail realignment project. However, Paget said she still has hope because the ultimate goal of the project is to make freight shipping more efficient. A difference of pennies on the dollar per pound of shipping, compounded over millions of tons shipped in and out of the port, could make enough of a difference. Even a fiscally conservative CSX could be interested in the project in the long run. A statement from CSX was cautious, but not outright opposed to the project. It reads, CSX has participated in preliminary discussions with Wilmington and NCDOT officials about the proposed rail realignment in Wilmington. We remain focused on efficiently serving our current freight customers in Wilmington and at the port, and will continue further discussions on the future use of existing rail infrastructure that balances the needs of the community and freight rail customers. You can get additional details in the story below.